Amen. And don't forget that camera too.
Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, in Jesus' name, we bless and we honor you, Lord Jesus, for this day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
We thank you, my God, for your spirit of truth. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for your blessing, Lord Jesus. We praise and magnify you because in you we live and move and have our being. So, Father, this day we submit our hearts to you that as you prepare the word before us, Lord Jesus, that it is planted in good soil. Lord, we ask that you will minister through and to Pastor Ben as he speaks the word that you have given him. Strengthen him, my God, to be bold in all that you call for him to do, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord Jesus, that as he decreases, that you would increase in him and that your spirit will shine as he shares, thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Here you go. Pastor Sandy, I don't need that.
You don't need that?
Mm-hmm. Amen. How are the people of God doing this morning? Yes. Amen. Before I go any further, I want to give honor to the ministers and the pastors and the deacons and the members and the loved ones of Christ this morning. Thank you for following the Lord. Thank you for being a member of the body of Christ. No matter what your position is, in his body, thank you for being in his body. And Pastor Tahira, I am rarely speechless. I mean, I don't say it all the time. I didn't know what to think. If I could trouble you to write that down for me, I want to hang that over my desk.
Amen.
As a reminder, I have never been more blessed than when I heard that. It just pierced. And I believe that dropped right out of heaven. All the words you told me,
amen.
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 And it couldn't have come from a greater source. And I am honored that God notices me.
Amen.
Not the fact that he counts on me for whatever he does, but the fact that he even notices that I'm here.
Yes.
I'm honored. And you should be honored that God even notices that we're still here. Amen.
Amen.
I have a message today. This message, the Lord put something in this message, and I did not understand why he did it. It did not make sense to me. It did not fit with the meat of the message. I thought, so I'm going to do it anyway because he told me to do it, and then I'll probably understand it the same time you do.
Amen.
Amen. But there is something I want to, there's something I want to read before we get started. Pastor Sandy, how you doing?
I'm blessed.
I know you are, but it's nice. It is on. Somebody hooked me up. I want to read this that someone brought to, this has been out for years, I think decades. And I went online, the Lord put it in my spirit. I went online and I found it yesterday and I said, I'm going to read it. And I'm sure once I start, all of you will recognize it. Okay? This is a little story about four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought that anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. Somebody say, wow.
Wow.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
Now, this message today has absolutely nothing to do with the world. This is all about the church.
Yes.
This is the second time he's given me a message about the church. So I'm wondering, what's up with the body? Amen. If you want a copy of this, I did not write it. I found it online. I'll be happy to send it to you. But it's the bomb. This is the message. It's not an option. Okay? Y'all with me?
Amen.
It's not an option. Somebody go to Matthew 9:35. Matthew 9:35. Let me know when you're ready. You know, I really blame the church leaders for not expressing to the members, the new members of the body of Christ that come in, that this is not a social club. This is a work this is a working environment. This is not a place to hang out and to, well, can't say that, at least not yet. This is not a place where you just go and, this is not Starbucks, where you just hang out and kick it. And then when you finish, you pack your laptop and go home. This is a lifestyle. This is a boot camp. This is a training ground. This is a work in progress. This is the kingdom of God in action. This is a very serious climate, a very serious atmosphere, and the church is not taking it as such. The church has become a social gathering and not a house of the living God. Amen, somebody. And so I do believe that the Lord wants to address this. Now, let me make it, I'm going to be like Richard Nixon, those of you that are old enough to remember Nixon. Let me make this perfectly clear. I'm going to make this perfectly clear. I don't need your amens. I just like hearing them. I'm going to preach whether you say amen or It doesn't matter. I just like hearing the amens knowing you're awake. I'm going to preach the same whether you're awake or not. Amen?
Amen?
All right. Can I get an amen? Okay. So now here we go. Matthew 9:35. Are you there?
Amen.
Pastor Nicole, anybody online yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Matthew 9:35. Through 38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. Jesus was working. And he wasn't just working, he was working hard. Verse number 36. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Like sheep without a shepherd. They were just being picked on, tossed about, abused, neglected. They were like they had no covering whatsoever. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Does anybody know what a laborer is? A laborer is a worker. There's a lot of people going to church, but ain't a lot of people working. There's a lot of people saying hallelujah and amen, but there ain't a lot of people putting any hours in. You understand? Everybody can clock in, but everybody, if you had a job at any point, you know, just because they show up for work don't mean they're working. They're clocking in for that paycheck, right?
Yes.
And people are under the assumption that they can do the church the same way. I don't have to do nothing. I don't have to give nothing. I just need to show up so everybody know I'm here. That's not how it works, but you're going to see in a minute. Verse number 38. Jesus told the disciples, ask the Lord of the harvest. Who's the Lord of the harvest? Does anybody know? Yeshua. Jesus. Yeshua, God, they're one. He said, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field. He didn't say create workers. He said, send them out. We got workers. They just won't work. We got people that come to church. They don't do nothing, but they come. They don't pray for nobody. People used to come to prayer to see what was being spoken over them. And they told Pastor Sandy once, well, he ain't saying nothing about me, so he don't need me going. You rotten, stinking, need some more Jesus. You coming to get, but you are never in a position to give. I'm not coming to church to give anybody any encouragement. I come to church to get encouraged. I'm not going to church to be an example for anybody. I'm making sure the pastor is an example for me. You got it wrong. There are a lot of people that are coming, but ain't but a few people working. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me before the message even started. Before I wrote one thing, this is what he told me. And it shocked me. It shocked me. And he said it in a way that was out of frustration, not quite angry, getting sick and tired of it. That was the spirit that he gave, that he told me this, what I'm about to tell you. Y'all ready?
Amen.
I quote. Act like you're listening to this from somebody that's frustrated, sick and tired of being sick and tired, and just a teeny bit upset. 10% of the people should not be doing 90% of the work.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Amen.
He said 10% of the people should not be doing 90% of the work. That's what he said. And he was not smiling when he said it. It doesn't make sense that you have so many people with the ability to do that just won't do it. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I told you, I'm asking for your amens, but you can keep it if you like, if that makes you feel better. I just need you to understand the message that God is giving. God wants, he's trying to get this church in the position where more people than we have now are able to leave. There are a lot of people that are sitting in the church now will be sitting here when the rapture happened. They'll still be sitting there wondering what happened. Thank you, T. That didn't do nothing for you? All right, I got plenty more. Somebody go to Proverbs 14:23. Was prayer good this morning? Oh, my goodness. Prayer was good. But listen. I got a shout out. It's a Proverbs 14:23. I got a shout out. We had some visitors last week. We had this young lady, Cammy Candoli. Is that her name, Pastor Zaddy? Cammy from Canada?
Oh, yes.
That girl know how to host a Bible study. She brought food and drinks. Was it Bible study or the class?
Bible study.
It was Bible study. She loaded us up. I said, they know how to party in Canada. I said, so Cammy, God bless you. I got one more of those sodas still in my fridge. Thank you. In Jesus' name, you know how to do it upright, girl. Amen. Her husband and they were, her and her husband, I think, were down here for their son in college, and they came by, and I just wanted to tell her thank you in Jesus' name. And also, not just them. Where is the name? I wrote it down. Sean and Dominique from Hawaii. What farm are they on? I wrote the name of the farm down. Because I didn't want to forget. And, of course, I forgot. And not only, here it is. It is Waymanola. And if I messed that up, which I'm sure I did, please forgive me. I'm going to spell it. Waymanalo Country Farms in Hawaii. It is a God-anointed, Holy Ghost-filled family farm. And if you're in Hawaii, you need to drop by.
Amen.
Amen. How's that for a shout out?
Amen.
Amen. A hallelujah. Because you got my prayers and my backing. And when we shoot our live service from Hawaii, we'll be on the farm.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So save your nickels and dimes, because God willing, if he delay his coming, we'll be in Hawaii early in the year with a service, and you ought to come.
Amen.
Amen. Now.
Amen.
Man, I guess that's done, huh?
Yeah.
Hello. Amen. Put it on blast. Amen. Proverbs 14? Okay. Proverbs 14:23. In all work there is profit. But mere talk produces only poverty.
Wow.
That was in your Bible. If it's not, you throw away that Bible.
Idle chatter.
I'm reading from the Complete Jewish Bible. So your version may be different, but it all means the same. I'm going to read mine again. In all work there is profit, but if all you're doing is bumping your gums, all you're doing is popping your chops, the Bible says All that produces is poverty.
Amen.
Bet y'all didn't know it was in there, did you? Bet you know now. All right, I got something else for you. You like that? I got another one for you.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all still here, so y'all want to hear it. Proverbs 12:11. This one got me. This one got me. Y'all ready?
Yes.
He who farms his land will have plenty of food, but he who follows futilities has no sense. What's another version of that? Anybody else have a different version of that? Anybody else? Pastor Drew, you got a different version of that?
Sorry, I missed the scripture.
That's okay. It is Proverbs 12:11. Pastor Sandy, what version do you have?
He that tilleth the land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding.
Void of understanding. No sense. If all you're doing is popping your chops and you're not working, you ain't got no sense, and you're going to fall into poverty. You wonder why the Lord ain't blessing. You ain't doing nothing. Bless what? You ain't gave him nothing to bless. Lord, please bless my mouth. You ain't said nothing. Lord, please bless my... You ain't done nothing. What am I blessing? Amen?
Amen.
This is not the message, though, but it's going to get real good after this. We're going to get this. Turn to James 2:14.
Oh.
That's just in the Old Testament. Shut up. I got something for you in a minute.
That's right.
When I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. Just hold on. Y'all ready?
Yes.
What good is it, my brothers, if someone claims to have faith but have no actions to prove it? Is such faith able to save him?
Come on.
I know the Lord is a healer. I know the Lord will do, you know, God can send a pork chop through your window, but what would you get out of that? God could just give you everything. I got a thing about pork. I'm hungry. I think that's my problem. I'm hungry. God can send you everything. But what would you get? Listen, if you give your children everything and you don't teach them the value of money, teach them how to work, teach them to respect the people that they're working for and working under, teach them how to be reliable and resourceful. If you don't teach them why they're getting the things that they're getting, they're never going to respect it. They're going to think the world owes them something, and they're never going to be any good to God, because if they don't respect you, they're not going to respect God. If those children don't respect authority, they are not going to respect the authority of God. And that is the job of the parents or those that are caring for them, to teach them how to respect their elders, the people that are over. The Bible tells you, respect those that have rule over you. If they don't respect those people, they are never going to respect God, because they don't see the value in respect. You don't respect the police, they got something for you. They're going to teach you how to respect them. You ain't got it. You don't have to want to. But every time you see that stick, you're going to remember the last time you didn't respect them.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, anybody getting this? You ain't even got to say amen. Just say woo, woo. You ain't even got to say amen. Just say, hurr, something.
Hurr.
Thank you.
We don't bark. We got to be
Amen. All right, let's get to the message, because that didn't do nothing for you. So let's get to the message. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so we read the Proverbs, right? Okay, so now this is the message. It's not an option. Okay, Lord, okay. Remember I told you the Lord put something in there, and he didn't tell me why he put it in there, and he told me to do it anyway?
Yeah.
Y'all remember me saying that when I got started?
Yeah.
Well, here it is. This is for somebody. Probably for somebody online, because if it was somebody here, we'd already be praying on it. 1 Corinthians 6:9-12. Can I get somebody to volunteer to clean these filthy glasses?
Let me have.
Thank you. I can't hardly see. Look like clouds through the glass. And I didn't want to. So help me, somebody. Amen. I can't read till I get the glasses back.
Amen.
So. I couldn't barely read with him, but I should have. I know it's one of the peanut gallery. Oh, I got it now. It's the old joke. Okay. All right. You better hope the rapture comes. Thank you, Pastor. You better hope the Lord will conceive. Thank. Oh, my goodness. I could. Hey. There's people in here. Hallelujah. It's not a shadow. It's a people. Amen. All right. This is for somebody. I'm glad we do not have a 501c3. I am delighted as punch because they shut us down for saying this. Okay? Y'all ready? We do not have a 501c3. We are not a nonprofit organization. We are a group of believers that come together a couple times a week ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are 100% supported by God himself through those that bless us with their tithes, their offerings, and their gifts. So that allows us to do what I'm about to do.
Amen.
You ready?
Amen.
You got your seatbelt on?
Yes.
All right. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 13. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourself. Those who indulge in sexual sin or who worship idols or commit adultery or are male prostitutes or practice homosexuality.
Amen.
You know, they can't say that in a lot of churches. They'll lose all their little money. I'm going to read it again just to upset somebody. I know I already read it, but I underlined it, so I'm going to read it again. Anybody liking that, or are they mad at me online, Nikki? She ain't got to me yet. All right. There's a delay from the earphone to the amen. Don't you realize? He's saying you don't know this already? He's saying it's like, really? You don't know this? Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? I don't care what Benny Hinn told you. If you're living in sin, you're going to hell.
Amen.
I don't care what Prophet Ike. I can't think of none of them other prophets. Who's some of them big money prophet, whatever they are?
Yes, man, two Hall of Famers.
I don't care who told you it's all right, David. We all sin. You just go ahead and live your best life now. A little skinny white man. What's his name? What is his name? Joel Osteen. Huh? Move on. Oh, okay. Well, y'all know. Live your best life now. Live your best life now. Don't worry about a thing. The Lord understands. He will see you when you get there. He certainly will. Now, I'm going to read that. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not, ain't gonna, can't have it, never gonna happen. I don't care how much you put in the offering. You cannot buy your way into heaven. You cannot work your way into heaven. You, if you live it in sin and you know it and you ain't trying to get out, you ain't going to heaven.
Amen.
Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourself.
Hallelujah.
Don't trip. I don't care who tells you what. Don't trip. Don't fool yourself. It's in your Bible. And if it's not, get rid of that Bible. Don't fool yourself. Those who indulge in sexual sins, and you know who you are.
Yeah.
Or who worship idols. We make idols out of those jobs, those cars, those kids, that money. Money come. You'll never be broke another day in your life. Money coming profits.
Yeah.
Those who make gods out of stuff. And, oh my God, and commit adultery and are male hookers or practice homosexuality, don't trip. You ain't going. You mean to tell me the Lord is not going to, just because I done, it is Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. I don't care how you write it.
Yes.
That's just the way it is. I ain't never going to listen to your channel no more. I don't want you on it no way.
Amen.
We want real Christians on this channel. We don't want no shaking and faking. Verse number 10. Are thieves or greedy people?
Yes.
Not greedy.
You got some greedy Christians. Every time you get a nickel, they want a dime. Every time you get a blessing, you know you ought to share that with me. You got some greedy people. Covetous. You get one, they want one. Or greedy people, or drunkards, or are abusive. You know, people will get you on the phone and mess your whole day up. And they know what they're doing.
Yes.
They call you purposely to upset your day.
Yeah.
Abusive. There's way more, but. Or cheat people. You know when you're robbing somebody. You know. You know when you're cheating somebody. You know. Really? That sack of eggs wasn't mine? Oh my God. Yeah. I'm so glad you caught me. Commit adultery. No, that's the other one. None of these. None of these. Somebody say none of these.
None of these.
Will inherit the kingdom of God. If you are here and unrepentive and unwilling to change, you don't have to worry about the rapture. You wouldn't go in no how. That's a hard message. Yep, I know it.
Good.
And verse number 11. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed and you were sanctified and you were justified in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by his Spirit of our God. You were like that. I was like some of that. And then Ryan said right over there, and then, but I was washed. Somebody need to underline that. I was washed. I was cleaned up. I underline that. I was washed. I was sanctified. What do you mean sanctified? I was set aside for the purpose of God. I was cleaned, and then I was set aside for the purpose of God, and then I was made justified through Christ. Because I don't have any justification of my own. I have no righteousness of my own. I have none. But through Christ, I am made righteous and I am justified. So he washed me, he set me aside, and he placed me inside of his justification.
Yes.
Good God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
He done that. I couldn't do that. He done that. Amen. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the Spirit of our God, I'm hooked up.
Hallelujah.
I'm hooked up.
Yeah.
He fixed me but good.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to turn away from this?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Verse number, what verse was that? Okay. This is what I need you to do. I need you to go to verse number 15. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ?
Yeah.
Don't you know? You listen, you were bought with a price. You don't belong to you. You belong to God. And so when God says no, the answer is no. That's not a suggestion. It's not a what do you think about it. It's can we agree on that? God said no. And the answer is no. You don't have the option to negotiate a new treaty with God. Who do you think you are? You don't have the option to try to talk. God's never going to change his mind. He's never going to rewrite the scripture. He's never going to say it's okay to do what he said it ain't okay to do. He's not going to do it. Not even for you. I know you think you all that in a bag of chips, but you are not. He's not even going to change the scripture for you. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Did I tell y'all that this was not the message? Okay. Okay. It's a good message. This ain't it. Amen. Amen. Okay, I got to do that again because y'all got me talking. Do you not know that? Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never! I do not take the godly. And how are you going to do that? It's one thing that, oops, man. All right, I'm still being delivered from that. There's another thing. It's like, you packed? Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Amen. Are we clear on that homosexual thing?
Amen.
Are we pretty straight on that?
Because
I don't mind going back. This is Long Beach. There's a bunch of them out here. I don't mind going back.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Yeah, gotta pray for him. Oh, you gotta pray for him. Amen. Some of them think they don't need prayer because there ain't nothing wrong with them. The enemy got them so blind that they think it's okay. But the scripture says it's not okay. So what are y'all wrong?
Yes.
Some of them are hiding. They don't want you to know. You come up in here and wind up in one of our prayer services, you might be surprised. But that's not the message. Go to John 14:12. Did I finish that one? Okay. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? So he's not on us like he was back in the Old Testament, but he is now in us, whom you have received from God. Where did you get the Holy Spirit? From God. You received the Holy Spirit from God because that's part of the Trinity. You are not your own. You don't belong to you. You don't have the right to be greedy. You don't have the right to be cheating other people. You don't have the right to all that stuff I read before I got to this one. Because you're not your own. You got to follow the rules. When you want to work for somebody else, your opinions are not what's important. The job description is what's important. What you agree is what's important. They're not asking ideas and changing things unless that was why you were hired. Their opinion, unless it's in their favor. You come in from 9 to 5 and you do what I tell you to do, the way I tell you to do it, when I tell you to do it, from 9 to 5. Now at 8:59, you do what you want to do. And at 5:01, you do what you want to do. But between 9 a.m. and 5 in the p.m., you belong to me. Is that the way it is? Or am I the only one that ever had a job up in here? And are they asking to? You signed on the dotted line when you cashed that check. You said okay. And every time you keep coming back, you keep saying okay. So why is it when God expects specific things, it's not okay? Why is it when God wants something done a certain way, it's not okay? God, you got to ask why I got to do this. Why it's got to be like that. Well, I don't think it's fair. Well, I don't think he don't care. You ain't paying nothing and nobody.
Amen.
You ain't got a pot, bloop, bloop, bloop,
right.
And the wind of the whoop, whoop, whoop. Because the last 3 times I said that, y'all hainty, so I don't want to say it this time. Y'all know, y'all fill in the blanks. Amen. All right. Now can somebody go to John 14:12? Come on now. John 14:12. I'm trying to get to the message. Y'all messing with me. Y'all hurry up and say something. We can keep on pushing. Anybody there? Verily, verily, surely, surely. Pay attention. This is important. Verily, verily. Right? Pay attention. I say unto you that he that believe on me, the works that he do, shall he the work. Surely, surely, or verily, verily, or listen up. This is important. I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. The key word here is work. Even though work does not save you, work is necessary. Even though work does not get you into heaven, work is an essential part of this walk. Unless you died on the cross accepting Christ, you need to work. I shouldn't have to do nothing. I gave my life to Christ. I shouldn't have to work. Wrong. Part of your walk is to work. Well, what do you mean by work? I'm finna tell you in a minute. The works that I do, shall he do also, and greater. Because a lot of us live longer than Christ. We have the ability to do more than he was able to cover. He was here for a short period of time. His ministry lasts, officially 3.5 years. And so we have the ability to do a lot more than he did. And greater, because a lot of us had more time to do it. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Christ is like, you have an opportunity. He was telling the apostles, you have an opportunity to do much greater works than I've done. I got an appointment with my Father, so I got to go. But you still going to be here, so you got some work to do. So work is a part of the nature of the body of of Christ has to work. If you have a body, everybody got a body, raise your hand. If you have a body and the things that are inside of your body is not working the way they're supposed to keep the body moving, then there's a problem. The first thing you want to do is either fix it or get rid of it.
Right.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
So if you're in the body of Christ and you're not working properly, then the first solution is either to try to fix you or to get rid of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what it say, right? I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but it's there.
Amen.
All right. Y'all don't like that? That's fine. I don't care. Luke 14:23. We're finna get into the message right quick. Because I think I can do that. I think I can do the message itself in 10 minutes. Don't look at me like that. I said, I think I can. I had to pre-message it up first. Y'all ready? Nikki, how they doing online? They all right? All right. Luke 14:23. Somebody say something.
Amen.
Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. So if you are purposely not keeping the word of God, what must that mean? Anybody. If you are purposely not keeping the word of God,
yes,
what must that mean? I'm sorry, Luke 14:23. Is that right?
Yeah. But you're reading wrong.
What verse am I reading? No, oh, tell me. Y'all don't know?
Luke 14:23.
Wait a minute, what have I?
Amen.
Wait a minute.
Amen.
That's a few?
Oh, that's cool.
What am I reading, Luke, y'all? Did I write this right? Did I put this down right? Come on, y'all, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. You people online, open that Bible. Tell me what I'm doing here.
Luke 14:23.
The master said to the slaves, go out to the country and road and boundary walls and insistently persuade people to come in so that my house. Okay, you're right, you're right, you're right. That's not what that is. Hold on. Hold on. I copied the scripture. John! It's John 14:23. John 14:23. Amen. Thank you for whoever said that.
Sharon.
That was who, baby?
Sharon.
Thank you, Amala. Thank you, Amala.
Sharon.
And Mother Sharon. They're online and in house. Amen. Thank you. God is working. They're paying attention. But check this out. Check this out. Check this out. Since we're in Luke, I'm going to read it. Maybe the Lord has something to do with that. I'm going to read it, and it kind of makes sense with what we're talking about here. Hold on. Okay, so in Luke 14:23, the master said to the slave, go out to the country roads and boundary walls and insistently persuade people to come in so that my house will be full.
Yeah.
That sounds a lot like going to the highways and hedges and compel men unto me.
Yeah.
Sounds like work.
Is that work?
Yeah.
So it's saying get up off your do nothing and go out there where other people are and try to insistently persuade people to get up in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that kind of went with that, didn't it?
Amen.
Tell me God ain't known that God is working it out. Now I'm going to go to John. Follow me if you dare. John 14:23, because that's what that really is. Amen. Can I get an amen? Whoa! All right, here we go. Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, now y'all with me, right?
Come on.
If anyone, that doesn't exclude anybody. That includes everybody. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Does your Bible say something like that?
Amen.
So if you are purposely not keeping the word of God, do you love him?
No.
Can you be just a little bit louder like you believe you said that?
No.
Ask somebody online, because they ain't giving me much love around here. Anybody saying that? All right. I'm going to read it again just because I can. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word.
Amen.
So the word of God, if I'm not mistaken, is you have to be sanctified or set aside for the service of God. You have to give God your all. You have to be obedient to God. You have to repent. If you messed up, you got to give God praise, not with just your lips, but with your life. You have to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. You got to treat your brothers and sisters right. You have to work the works of him who have sent you while it is yet day, because night is coming where no man can work. So if you love God and you know this, you should be doing this. Is that right? So if you know God and you're purposely not doing this, then maybe you don't love God. Is that right?
Amen.
That's all I'm trying to get. Anyone who doesn't, anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. You know why you just can't obey God? Because you just don't love him. That's what it said. I didn't write that. When I opened the book, it was there. Are you ready too? Can I give a witness? It was already up in there. Anyone who does not love me will not obey me. If you don't love God, you can't obey him. You're too busy loving the enemy. Loving you. Doing you. You will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I am telling you is from the Father who sent me. Jesus is telling you this came from heaven.
Amen.
This is nothing that y'all came up with. That word came from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all ready to get into the word? I mean, y'all ready to... All right, this is part of the message. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 through 12. Come on now, because I ain't got but a few minutes. We're finna get to the message now. I'm almost there. I had to do that.
Praise God.
2 Thessalonians 3:10. And somebody tell me if I messed that up too. Y'all ready? I'm reading from the International Standard Version, the New Living Translation, the American Standard, the Berean Study Bible, and the New International Version to give you the best interpretation of what God told me he's trying to tell you. If you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
While we were with you, we gave this order, not suggestion, order. If anyone doesn't want to work, he should not eat. If you wanted to sit up here and look like you think you cute, and you don't want to try to encourage nobody, you don't want to, I don't want to sing, I don't want to do administration, I don't want to clean, I don't want to cook, I don't minister, I don't want to do nothing in the church. I just want to come, put $5 in the plate, and go home.
Amen.
The Bible says you should not eat. If you're not willing to participate in what it takes for this body to make it, you shouldn't be a part of the blessing that the Lord will give the body.
Amen.
You don't have a right to indulge in the greatness that God is pouring on the body, because it's not that you can't work. You won't work, you lazy, trifling, good for nothing. You can't say that. I got the mic. I can say anything I want to.
Amen.
And you're in some of y'all churches, but amen. All right, verse number, what verse? Here's another translation. In the king, refuse to work because you disobey what God has commanded you to do. Not that you can. Work does not get you in, but it is your responsibility to work to do what you can do. I refuse to be a working part of the body. I just want to be there like a lump, like a cancer. I'm not doing nothing. Well, you don't really love God in the first place, because he told you to work and you're refusing to work, because if you really loved him, you'd be.
Amen.
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 I wrote something down. I always see Pastor Sandy with a book. I said, I'm gonna try that. So I got me one. The biggest complainers are the ones doing the least, because the ones that are working don't have time to complain.
Amen.
The biggest complainers are those that aren't doing anything, because they're the only ones that's got time to complain. The people that are really working, they ain't got time to complain.
Amen.
It ain't they ain't got nothing to say. They ain't got time. They're too busy working, because you won't. All right. Did I finish that? What? I'm on 11. For we here that some among you leading an undisciplined life, doing no work at all, but acting like busybodies. I don't have no business of my own, but I'm going to find out all your business. Oh, Pastor, that scripture in 2 Thessalonians 3:11. I'm going to read it again. For we hear, the disciple says, we hear that some among you are leading an undisciplined life. Why are you living an undisciplined life like you have no home training? Why are you acting like you don't know what you're supposed to be doing? I know you know. You and listen to us. The disciples says, well, I heard about it. Doing no work. I ain't working. I'm a like a busybody, but everything about everybody. Everything they gossip and be had. Amen. That's all right. Woof. Now here's the message. Matthew 25:14. We got to read 5 minutes. Wow, that's a lot of reading. 14. I know I got this right. Matthew 25:14. Come on, come on, come on. Nikki, somebody online, tell somebody online to say amen. Amen. All right. Okay. So here we go. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. You with me so far?
Amen.
15. The man knew what each servant could do. He knew the abilities of each servant. So he handed 5,000 coins to the first servant, 2,000 to the second, and 1,000 to the third. Y'all know this story, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
Yes.
Then left the country. So he entrusted them with 5,000 because he knew 2,000 person couldn't handle 5. And he didn't get the one with 1, 2 because then he knew the one with the 1 couldn't handle the 2. So he knew they could handle. So he gave them what they could handle. Of course, God has blessed you with what you can handle.
Yes.
What you're doing with what you're supposed to be handling.
Amen.
The servant who had received the 5,000 and invested his money and earned another 5,000. He took it in 5,000 more.
Amen.
The servant who had the 2,000 coins did the same and earned 2,000 more. But here's some of y'all. I don't want to name names or nothing, but here you go. The servant who had received 1,000 coins went off, dug a hole in the ground. There's so much to say about that. I just want to pull this podium apart. Okay. Cole and Drea. Oh, my God. There's a hamburger Lord. All right. Verse number 19. After a long time, the master returned from his trip and called them to give an account on how they had used his money. The Lord has been gone a long time, but he is coming back. And he's going to call all of us and ask us, what did you do with what I gave you? Because I gave everybody something. He gave all three of them something. He gave everybody something of substance. He didn't give them $5. He gave all of them a big chunk of change. And he's going to come back to see, what did you do with what I gave you? All right. So here's a different translation of that 19. Sometime later, the master of those servants returned. He called them in and asked, what have you done with my money? Verse number 20. The servant who had 5,000 coins brought them in with him 5,000 and he had earned. He said, sir, you gave me 5,000 coins and I returned with 5,000 more. The master replied, good job. You're a good and faithful servant. You proved that you could be trusted with a small amount. 5,000 was a small amount to this man. And he said, you proved that you could be trusted with that small amount. I will put you in charge of a lot. So what is a large amount? If 5,000 is chump change, what's a large amount? Oh, you know he's representing Christ, right? Okay. I'm just making sure you know we're on the same page. Okay. His master replied to the fables. Okay, so let's go to verse number, did I read 21? Okay, so the same thing with 21. Okay. Next, the servant who had 2,000 coins came and said the same thing. He gave his 2,000 and the master told him the same thing. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Verse number 24. Now it's going to get good. Now we're talking. Verse number 24, the servant who had been given 1,000 coins then came and said, sir. Now he got his story all set. He's all set. He's ready. When the master asked me for it, I'm ready. He said, sir, I know that you are hard to work. I know you're hard to work for. Boom. What are you throwing darts at me for? I asked you about my money. I didn't ask you about my personality. Right off the bat, you're going to start blaming me. Isn't that what people do when something go wrong? The first person they want to blame is God. God, why you let this happen? God, why you let that happen? And God's like, well, if you had invested my money, maybe that wouldn't happen. But that's not it. So, sir, I know that you are hard to work for. You harvest what you did not plant and gather crops where you haven't scattered seed. Bam, bam, bam. I'm going to get you before you get me. Somebody bring me a towel, please. I'm going to get you. Oh, thank you. So he come out the gate swinging. The master simply asked him, I just want to know what you did with my money. And before he could even ask him, the master never got a chance to ask him. And he coming out swinging. It's going to get good in a minute. It's going to get good. Scatter and cover the sea. Okay, verse 25. I was afraid I would lose your money, lying rascal. I was afraid I would lose your money. So I hid it in the earth so that here is your money back. I was too lazy and too trifling and too unmotivated and too ungodly to do anything with the gifts that you gave me. My gift of ministry, my gift of singing, my gift of dance, my gift of praying for other people, my gift of studying the word. I was too unmotivated, too trifling. I was of no value to you to do anything with it. So I just buried it so I could give it back to you. In my opinion, he robbed God of $1,000 because he was supposed to gather $1,000 with that $1,000. Didn't the others gather two? I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not about the $1,000 now. It's about all the rest of that you owe me. What about that? Amen? We have our whole spiritual life to be, notice that's spiritual life, to give God his due. What are you doing with what you owe God? Because it's not just about the principle. It's also about the interest.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not just about the principle. It's about what else do you, what could have come of the talent that God gave you? What would have happened if Pastor Sandy had decided to sit down on what God gave him to do in starting this church? Mm-hmm. Where would a lot of you be now?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put him on no pedestal, but the Bible says honor to whom honor is due and the rest of that. Tribute to whom tribute is due. What would have happened if he said, yeah, Lord, I know you want me to do that, but I ain't studying no Hebrew. That's hard. No, Lord, I'm not. Look up that word. I'm not looking that up. A class? What you mean a class? I'm not doing that. Where would a lot of us be? I'm just using him as an example.
Amen.
I'm going to read. Oh, man. I'm not going to read anymore. Because I could go for another 30 minutes, hour easy. Easy. Because there's so much in this. There's just one verse I'm going to read, and then I think I'm going to sit down. I'm sorry. I really wanted to. And verse number 31. Somebody look at verse number 31. I'm sorry. Thank you, Pastor. Luke 8. First, look at Luke. No. We're still where we were with the... Yeah, but I want you to go to... Have mercy. What was I just reading? Was that Matthew I was reading? Yeah, Matthew 25. Matthew 25, verse number 30. I got stuff all boogered up here. What does that say? Verse 30. Somebody read what?
Profitable servant into our God.
Wow.
There you go.
There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Thank you, Mother. Let me read my version. Thank you, Mother. You are a worthless servant, and you will be thrown into the dark where people will cry and grit their teeth in pain. Does that say what you said, Mother? Here's another version of that same one. Throw this useless servant outside into darkness. People will cry and be in extreme pain there. Last version. Throw out the unprofitable servant. You're not making God any profit. What does he need you for? You have no value to God if you can't bring God any profit. What is profit when you're ministering what God has ministered to you? When you're even if you can't work in the physical church, you can work in the kingdom church. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Did you catch that word in there? That they will see your good works. When you let your light so shine before men, that's your works. And they glorify God in heaven, that's works. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You don't have to be in this physical church to work. Be what God has called you to be wherever you are. Do what God has commanded you to do wherever you are. Speak what God has given you to speak wherever you are. You don't have to be in Long Beach to work. You can work in Tokyo, in Japan, in Africa, Austria, Australia, London, Hawaii, Venice. You can work anywhere, but it is your responsibility as a functioning member of the body. Every organ of the body needs to work, or God wouldn't have put it there.
Amen.
Every organ has a job, or God wouldn't have put it there.
Amen.
People, some doctors say, "Well, this organ has no purpose." Oh, it's got a purpose, because God is not wasteful. You just don't know what the purpose is yet.
Amen.
Every organ has a purpose. Serve your purpose.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
He's like, you're a pom-pom.